Welcome to the Torah Timecha Parshat HaShavua with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chanalea Rappaport, and I am very excited to be learning Sefer Bamidbar with you. We start this Sefer, which is called Sefer HaPikudim, the Book of Numbers, with accounting. This is not the first time that they are counted in the Midbar, in the desert, but actually the third. They were counted when they left Egypt, when they left Mitzrayim. They were counted after Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, and now, just as the Mishkan was coming up, right before they get their positions around the Mishkan and their flags, which is the other story that happens in this parsha, they are going to be counted again. They are also counted at the end of this Sefer, at the end of this book, before they actually go into Eretz Yisrael, which is going to happen 38 years later. So again, the book starts, the Sefer starts with accounting. This is the third counting since they got into the desert, and we know that at the end of the Sefer, there's going to be yet another counting, but that's not going to happen for a long time. Of course, at the time of this counting, although we know that there will be many more years of wandering, they do not know this, because Chet HaMeraglim, the sin of the spies, has not yet occurred. Everyone wants to understand the purpose of this counting. It seems to be a very significant counting, important enough to name the whole book after this event, the Book of Numbers. However, it was only a few months after the last counting, and almost incredibly, the total number of males between the ages of 20 to 60, which is the population that was counted, was exactly the same in both accountings, 603,550. Which I'm not going to discuss, but it also needs an explanation of how exactly it could be the exact same number a few months later. Rashi says that the reason for this counting is because of Hashem's love for his Jewish nation that he counts them whenever he can, just as a collector takes out his coins and counts them often. However, Hashem is not a collector. He knows how many he has. He knows what they are. He knows how many we are. How is counting us an expression of Hashem's love? To make this question even deeper, we know that there's an inherent issue with counting. There's a listing of 10 times that we are counted in history. One of them is in the time of David HaMelech. He counts the Jews, although his closest advisors beg him not to. There's a prohibition against counting Jews for no reason, and even when we are counted for a reason, we're not allowed to be counted as people. We have to be counted as objects, meaning that if there's a reason for accounting, we all give an object. In the desert, that object was a half a shekel. And that way, people are not counted, but the half shekels are counted. It's unclear why David wanted to count the Jews, and it's also unclear if he used objects, but the result of this counting we know is disastrous. There was a 3-day plague, and many Jews died. And the reason given for this, even though the Jews didn't sin, is that when we count people, we separate them from the klal, we separate them from the tzibor, we separate them from the community. We distinguish them, and we say, here's a person, and then here's another person, and another person. And this causes attention to be paid to them as individuals, which can sometimes lead to a persecution, meaning, this person? I wonder if he deserves to have the life that he has, if he deserves to stay alive, for example. When we are part of a tzibor, when we're part of a community, we kind of could stay underground. We're much safer hidden in the group than when we face individual scrutiny. If it's not necessary to be counted, we shouldn't be counted. And if we must be counted, don't count people, count things. There's actually a pasuk, a verse with 10 words that we say when we count, saying the words instead of numbers. Or if you've ever seen children counting, they're saying, not one, not two, not three. Ask a Yerushalmi woman how many grandchildren she has, and she will not tell you. In truth, she may not even know. So is counting something good or bad? And if it's something bad, then why is it done over and over again in the Midbar? Or something that should be avoided at all costs? It's unclear what this counting is. Also, it seems like this counting was done in an interesting way. It was not only counting shkalim, it was done on a personal level. The words of the pasuk is that they were counted l'toldotam, l'mishpachotam, l'vet avotam. They were counted from who are you, who's your father, who's your shevet, who's your tribe, meaning it's not just the final number that we know that there were 603,550, but we know how many they were in every Shevet as well. In Reuven, there were 46,500 people, and in Shimon, there were 59,300 people. So it seems like there was indeed individuality in this counting. It wasn't just counting a bunch of half shekel. It was, who are you? Who's your father? To start to give the answer, we want to look at the words that are used to describe this counting. Usually, when we say to count, we say lispor. The shorish is samach peresh. Here, Moshe was told, se'u esresh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, which literally means to lift the head of every Jew. Another word that is used in this counting is lifkod. The pasuk says, from 20 years and up, anyone who goes out to the army, tifkadu osam. You should count them. It's unusual terminology, and perhaps it's telling us something. This word, lifkod, is usually used in reference to a remembrance, as in Hashem pakad asara, Hashem remembered Sara, or Hashem promises us, pakod yifkod, Hashem will remember us in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. So this counting has something to do not only with numbers, it can mean something else. The word lifkod doesn't just mean to remember, and it doesn't just mean to count. In Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, it says, Ufkudat Mishmeret B'nei Merari. When we're giving the job to the children of Merari, this is their job. Ufkudat, this is their job. We also use this word today when we talk about a job. We call it a tafkid. What is your tafkid? What is your job? What is your purpose? What is your meaning? In other words, when someone is counted with a tifkidu, what it means is they are elevated. Se'u, raise them. They are recognized. They are given importance. They have a job. When we count bodies, we can also create danger, as in the time of David, when although the people didn't sin, they suffered the consequence, not the punishment, but the consequence of their bodies being counted. This counting here in the Midbar was not counting bodies. It was taking a deep look into each person, both as a member of the community, his father's house, his tribe, as a person with a job and a purpose and a mission. This, as David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, Harofe l'shvurei lev, Hashem, you heal the broken hearts, u'mechabesh la'atzvotam, and you bind up their wounds. How? Mone mispar l'kochavim. You give a number to the stars, but not just a number, l'chulam shemos yikra. You call each one by name. We have a number. Yes, we're one of the tribe, but we also have a name. We each have a purpose. I remember when Waze just came out, and I thought it was a brilliant understanding of human nature. Waze needs people to give. Waze needs people to contribute. If you don't contribute, if there's not enough drivers contributing information to Waze, Waze doesn't work. It needs to be collaborative. So how did Waze get people to work, to do things for them, to do things for Waze, is by changing the icon of the car. If you want to change the hat on your icon, you need to gather points. These points don't do anything for you. You don't get paid for the points. You don't get prizes for the points. You collect the points so that you can change the picture of your icon of a car. And yet people do it. People use it for the points. For what? Because we need to be recognized. We need to get those stars. We need to get those points. Everyone needs to be recognized. Everyone needs to be counted. Not by a number, but by a name. And with this, we get our position around the Mishkan, and we each get our flags. It says that when the skies opened by Matan Torah, the Jews saw the Malachim, the angels, holding flags, and they were jealous. Jealous of what? Jealous of a flag? They're jealous of a color war flag, a country flag? What does it mean anyways that the angels are holding flags? How could a Malach hold a flag? And what it means that a Malach had his flag is that the Malach has a job. The angel, each one has a job and knows their job. And each job is different. And no angel is jealous of another angel. And together, kulam ahuvim, kulam burim, they are all loved. Kulam giborim, they are all strong. And each one gives permission to the other angels. Together, let us be mekadesh shem shemayim. And the Jews look at this and they say, I wish we knew our jobs. I wish we knew what it is that I have to do. And so by being counted now, what is happening is that Moshe is telling them, join together in your numbers. It's true, but each one of you has a name. Each one is an individual. Each one is part of the tzibor, but each one has a job. I think that we struggle with this sometimes today. In Toronto, where I live, we hosted the Base Yaakov Convention, where each school in North America, or many of the Base Yaakov schools in North America, send delegates together. And the room is filled with about 900 girls from all different schools. And it's a sight to see. It's magnificent. It's gorgeous. And everybody is standing there. And it's an awesome sight. And then there's a small niggling voice that says, so who needs me? If there's so many of us, do I matter? Do my decisions matter? Do I have anything to give? Is there anything real that I can contribute? In this parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, that we read before Shavuos, that we read before we get the Torah, we are told, find your place. Yes, you are one of the 600,000, but you are one of the 600,000. Without the unity, we have no chance. But I cannot allow myself to be just a number. We are not being counted by mispar. We are counted by being raised, by being shown our importance, and by knowing that we count. This book, this Sefer, is not called Sefer HaSipurim HaMisparim. It's not called the Sefer of Numbers. It's called Sefer HaPikudim. It's the book of jobs. It's the book of responsibilities. You have a responsibility. You have a koach. You have power. You have skills. You have what to contribute. Every single one of us has something to contribute.